Welcome to Larry Reedy's America. This is another short restaurant review. Should last maybe 13, 15 minutes or so. A couple of weeks ago, I went to the new, it is called the Sigoku Hibachi and Sushi restaurant in Batesville. I was shocked that we ever got in a small town like this. We got plenty of restaurants, and that we got a hibachi and sushi restaurant, because a Chinese restaurant already has sushi, but this is magnificent. I went during, I guess it was the maybe the opening week period, or no, maybe the second week. But anyway, Nancy and I wanted to try it out, and I said, well, I'll just go in and pick some food up. So we got online, look at this extensive menu, and anyway, I went up there. It was packed. They couldn't answer the phone because there were so many phone calls. So I ordered, and as crowded as it was, and people come sitting in there eating, and people coming in and out, picking up their to-go food, I think I was in there a total of maybe 15 minutes. But what we got, Nancy and I ordered off the hibachi menu, the seafood lover's dinner, and she ordered a California sushi roll, and I ordered a fried shrimp tempura roll. A lot of people think the only way you can get sushi is it's raw, and that's not so. I think they had maybe four or five fried different sushis on the menu, and God, I don't know how many sushi rolls that they had and how many hibachi dinners that they had, but it was extensive. The reviews there have been fantastic, and when I got the dinner home, Nancy and I split the seafood lover's dinner, and we each had a couple of sushi rolls, and we couldn't eat any more. So the following day, we had our sushi rolls for dinner, the rest of them. Prices are reasonable, very friendly service. I would say some of the most generous portions that I've seen. I mean, this seafood dinner had a little lobster, some scallop, had a little bit of everything, and they didn't skimp on it or anything. It was just a really good meal. We plan on frequenting that a lot, but you know, we just don't eat out. We eat lunches and that, but hopefully there's enough on that menu that we both want to try that once a month would be easy. And just for the heck of it, I'm gonna get online here for a minute, and I think you might be interested if you haven't been there, if you're out of town, you just might be interested in the menu that they have, because it is really pretty extensive. And to go to it online, it is Segoku Hibachi and Sushi Batesville. So let me let me pull up, let's see, I got three different menus. Okay, on the opening menu, they have hibachi special. They have little bowls. One's called triple meats, surf and turf with filet mignon, scallops, and lobster. Seafood lover shrimp, scallops, lobster. Sides, they got chicken steak, shrimp, scallop, salmon, filet mignon, lobster, white rice noodles, fried rice, vegetables. There's no alcohol there. They have sodas, iced tea, hot tea, Japanese soda in the bottles. I don't know what sashimi / nigiri is, but they have that. It looks like just a miniature stuff. Salmon tuna, white tuna, yellowtail tuna, crab stick, shrimp, eel, red snapper. Okay, and kids menu, they have chicken nuggets and chicken tenders. So let's go to the next menu. Now we get into, they have lunch combos. Any two basic sushi rolls is $10.95. Any three, $14.95. Basic sushi rolls. I know you won't remember all this, but I'm going as fast as I can. They have California roll, spicy crab meat roll, Hollywood roll, shrimp tempura roll, Philly roll, spicy tuna roll, spicy salmon roll, eel roll, Alaska roll, tuna roll, salmon roll, white tuna roll, yellow tail roll, deep fried roll, fried shrimp tempura roll, South California roll, West California roll, American dream roll, the dream roll, Gundy's roll. Then they have vegetarian rolls, cucumber, avocado, jade roll, Boston roll, special roll, Batesville roll, Spider-Man roll, Green Dragon roll, rainbow roll, Harrison roll, Sengoku roll, Godzilla roll, Hot Lady roll, Snow Mountain roll. Yeah, I mean, Japanese menu, they gotta have something about Godzilla on there. Big Daddy roll, Mexican roll, Halloween roll, Torch tuna, goblin roll, sexy lady roll, Manhattan roll, triple C, the flame. And then they got combos, sushi bar combos, sushi deluxe, $24.95. Their regular rolls are anywhere from the basics or start at $5.75. The deep fry, I think they're at, let me look again. Deep fries are, most of those are $10.50 to $12. Your special rolls are $9.99 to $12.99, it looks like. And see, they got one more page, and then that'll be it. But appetizers, crab rangoon, spring roll, egg roll. I don't know what the hell. Chiasa roll, I have no idea what that is. Edamame roll, calamari tempura roll, jalapeno bomb, Tokyo stuffed mushroom, onion soup, miso soup, and they have different salads. Their lunches, their hibachi lunches, range from $8.95 till you get up to the hibachi filet, and that's $14.98. Combinations go from $16.95 to $24.95. That's not, you know, in the lunch menu, but you can get that at any time. The hibachi dinners start at $10.95. and go all the way up to the Hibachi Lobster at $29.99. But anyway, I just wanted to, for people out of town that might be coming to Batesville, hey, it's really good. I mean, I highly recommend it. Now, it's small. I like to have a drink before I eat, so anything that we get at the Hibachi Sushi restaurant will be a carryout, because, you know, I don't like Coke, and I don't feel like drinking water with, you know, a Japanese dinner. So anyway, this is a short one. It is a great experience. And a lot of people are listening to this and thinking, I don't eat fish bait. This is not fish bait. And if you're not into trying the regular sushi, the deep fried is great. And the hibachi, it's just like if you had a hibachi grill and were fixing yourself a meal. But it's really good. I wish the restaurant well. The people are super nice there, very accommodating. And when they tell you that it's going to be 15 minutes, it's going to be 15 minutes services. And I've talked to other people who've been there. I have not seen or talked to anybody with a bad review from there. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this little short review of about 12 minutes. And right now, we're going to go out with the national anthem. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And I will talk to you on the next podcast.